Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an old-school DNB subsign and turning it into something that feels modern, punchy, and still full of vintage soul inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. A pure sign sub gives you weight, but by itself it can feel a little too plain. So we're going to build the sound in layers. One layer will stay clean, mono, and solid under the kick and snare. The other layer will give us attitude, movement, and that slightly dusty, record-like character that makes the bass feel alive in a real drum and bass track. And that matters, especially at DNB tempos like 170 to 174 BPM, because the bass has to do more than just hold low notes. It has to support the drop, read on smaller speakers, stay out of the way of the drums, and still have enough identity to feel musical. That's the sweet spot we're chasing today. Let's start with the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave and turn off any extra oscillators so we're starting as clean as possible. This is your true sub. Nothing flashy yet, just pure low-end weight. Now write a simple bass pattern. If you're just starting out, keep it super basic. Try root notes on the first beat of each bar. That's enough to hear the movement and enough to build from. Good starting notes are things like F, G, A, or C, and you'll usually want to keep the sub living mostly around E1 to A1 if you want it deep but manageable. Next, shape the amp envelope so the bass is tight. Use a very fast attack, short decay, full sustain, and a short release. You want the note to hit cleanly and stop cleanly. In drum and bass, shorter notes often sound heavier because they leave space for the kick and snare to breathe. Now, before we get too excited, let's think like a bass engineer for a second. The kick and sub relationship matters right away. Don't wait until the loop is finished to check that. If the sub is stepping on the kick, the whole track will feel smaller, not bigger. So keep listening for how those two elements share the low end. Now we're going to add a second layer for character. Duplicate the MIDI track, or make another instrument layer using the same notes. This is not your main sub. This is the layer that helps the bass translate on smaller speakers and gives us that old school edge. You can use wavetable, operator, or analog here. Keep the source a little richer than a pure sine. A touch of square or saw character is enough. After that, add a saturator and push it gently. We are not trying to destroy the sound. We just want a little harmonic density. Something like 2 to 6 dB of drive is a good starting point, and if needed, enable soft clip to keep things under control. If you want a more vintage feel, drop an auto filter and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Add just a tiny bit of movement so the layer has some life before resampling. That muted, filtered tone is a huge part of the old school vibe. Now let's shape the punch a little more. On this character layer, try an FX chain like EQ8. Saturator, and drum bus. With EQ8, you can trim away a little useless low end, below about 30 Hz if it's getting floppy, and maybe add a touch of body around 120 to 180 Hz if it needs it. Then the saturator gives you more density, and drum bus can add a little more bite and transient energy. Keep this layer focused. Don't make it wide, and don't try to make it the full bass on its own. Think of it as the attitude layer. The clean sub is the foundation. This one is the flavor. Now for the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm that track, then record your bass for 4 to 8 bars. This is where the sound becomes part of your arrangement instead of just a synth patch. And that's a very DNB way to work. A lot of the energy in jungle and drum and bass comes from chopping, printing, and manipulating audio, not just leaving everything as MIDI. Once it's recorded, name the clip clearly. Something like Subpunch 01 or Bass Resample A. Trust me, good organization saves you time later. Now open the audio clip and clean it up. Trim the start and end so the bass hits feel tight. If one note is late or muddy, nudge the clip start a little. If you hear clicks, add small fades. If the volume feels uneven, use clip gain or basic level adjustment. You can also slice the resample into smaller pieces if you want it to feel more like a playable bass sample. That's a really useful mindset here. Treat the bass like a sample, not just a synth. That gives you much more control over the groove. Now let's add the soul. Once the bass exists as audio, you can process it again to give it more vintage character. Try a second FX chain with something like Roar if you want a modern distortion flavor, or Saturator and Redux if you want a rougher lo-fi edge. Add auto filter for movement, and if you want a little width on the upper texture, you can use Chorus Ensemble very lightly, but only on the higher layer, never on the real sub. If you want an old-school jungle flavor, try duplicating the resampled bass and high-passing the copy around 150 to 250 Hz. Then distort that copy a bit more and blend it quietly under the clean version. That gives you a dirty memory of the bass without wrecking the low end. Super useful trick. Now let's make sure the sub stays solid. Put utility on the actual sub track and set the width to 0%. That keeps the real low end mono and reliable. Indeed, NB, that's non-negotiable. You can have movement and space in the upper texture, but the deepest part needs to stay centered. You can also use EQA to gently clean up anything below about 20 to 30 HE, and if your room exaggerates certain boom spots, notch those out a little. Always compare the bass with the kick. They should feel like they're sharing the same lane, not fighting for space. And here is a great beginner test. Turn the whole thing down and listen at low volume. If the bass still feels strong and the rhythm still makes sense, you're in a really good place. If it only sounds impressive when it's loud, it probably needs more harmonic content or better bounce. Now we're going to make it move. Use automation on auto filter and maybe on the track volume or saturator drive. For example, you can open the filter a little at the start of the drop, close it slightly in denser sections, or add a tiny drive bump on the more important hits. Even small changes, like half a dB to a dB and a half a volume movement, can make the whole phrase feel more alive. That's the secret here. You don't need a wildly complex synth patch to make a bassline feel interesting. A few smart automation moves can do a huge amount of work. Now put it in a real arrangement. Try an intro with a filtered version of the bass. Then bring in the full sub and resampled punch layer for the drop. After 8 bars, change one thing. Maybe remove one note. Maybe add a short fill. Maybe dip the filter for a moment before it opens back up. Then in the breakdown, strip the bass back down and bring just a hint of the texture back in so the listener still recognizes the sound. For drop 2, bring the full low end back, but maybe with one small change in the FX chain so it feels like a progression instead of a copy. That call and response feeling is really effective in DNB. One phrase hits, the next phrase answers. That keeps the loop from feeling static and makes the bass feel like part of the drum conversation. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too loud. In drum and bass, power comes from balance, not just volume. Don't over-distort the deepest part of the bass. If you want aggression, add it above the fundamental instead. Don't use wide stereo effects on the root of the bass. Keep the sub mono, and don't leave the notes too long if the groove starts to blur. Tightness usually wins. Also, don't wait too long to commit to auto. In this style, resampling is part of the creative process. Once the tone feels right, print it and start editing like you would with a sample drum break. That's where a lot of the magic happens. If you want to push this further, here are a few quick pro style ideas. Try a parallel dirt bus by duplicating the resampled bass, high-passing the copy, and distorting it harder. Blend it in quietly. That gives you extra edge without killing the foundation. Try tiny pitch drop accents on selected notes for a more sampled, hardware-like feel. Try offbeat ghost notes, very short and quiet, to create a rolling pressure without adding too much low-end energy. And always think about the drums. If your bass avoids the busiest snare moments and leaves a little breathing room around fills, the whole track will feel more intentional and much more danceable. Let's wrap with the core takeaway. Build a clean mono sub first. Add a separate layer for punch and character. Resample it to audio. Shape it like a sample. Automate small movements. Keep the low end centered and clean. Then arrange it like a DNB phrase. Not just a loop. If you follow that workflow, you'll end up with a bass sound that can work in rollers, jungle, darker half step, or modern DNB without falling apart. And best of all, it will feel like it has both modern punch and vintage soul. Now go make that bass hit.